The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm great. No problems.
Glad to hear it. What's going on in your world?
Nothing, really.
How's Fallout?
I finished the fourth episode.
I figured you'd finish the whole thing. You were so excited about it yesterday.
There's like eight of them.
I know, but you were excited enough about it yesterday that you asked if I watched it, and you said that you were like looking forward to watching it.
I was,
but
I had to go watch baseball last night.
Okay.
And then after that, I got home, I watched two episodes, I went to bed.
Okay.
Well, I'm piecing it out. I feel two episodes a night, 2 hours of Fallout a night is fine.
Do you watch something else, or are you just, it's just like, you know, probably 2 hours of TV is enough? Because that would scare me a little bit if you said 2 hours of TV is probably enough. It is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Unless it's like sports.
2 hours is enough? Well, I mean, what do you do the rest of the time? I mean, even if you're not paying attention to it, like, to have it on, like, you turn the TV on when you get home. I know you got kids' sports and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you watch TV while you're eating.
I got home at probably 8:30, and then I watched, you know, made myself dinner. Ate dinner and then turn it on.
I
probably turned on at 9. I watched it till 11:30 or something, and I went to bed.
Oh boy! I mean, I understand that there are other things to do in life besides watch TV. I just don't know that I'm aware of all of them. Because when I get home, yeah, you cook dinner, but then I eat dinner and I watch TV while I'm eating dinner.
I usually have sports on at that time. So, like, I don't really consider that. I know it's watching TV.
Yeah, that's what
I don't
want to
be that guy, but if I turn on, I'll turn on, like, baseball and just watch baseball in passing.
Okay, but the TV's on.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. You don't, like, turn it off and say, okay, I'm going to...
Going to read now or something?
Limit this like they do TikTok for kids in China.
I don't limit myself on anything.
Okay.
I guess it happens to be a couple hours. I'm like, all right, I should just go to bed.
No, because I know we saw that thing last year where they said that Americans' TV hours are way, way up and how many hours people average in a day. And I was above the average, but I mean,
I'm
that's
with Reed Phillips on Twitch.
Lot.
Sports doesn't count as TV.
You've got TV on. I mean,
you do, but it doesn't really count.
If you went to the game, I wouldn't say you were watching TV, but if you're watching on TV.
Yeah, I know, but it really doesn't count.
Well, how does it not count?
I don't know, just different.
Because you're not fully engaged? Is that what you're saying? Okay,
you
but a football game,
things,
you would
go
be.
Outside, you know.
So specifically baseball.
We're talking about other
game.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's more stuff going on. Where if I watch Fallout, I'm like, I got to watch every word.
Yes,
I'm
okay.
I'm watching
if
TV.
If it's something
I'm,
you haven't
I'm
seen.
I'm participating in the show that is on.
Yeah, I get that.
Right? Where baseball, you know, I'm passively watching it and enjoying it.
So baseball is like watching reruns that you're already familiar with.
Like listening to the radio.
It doesn't need your full, undivided attention to sit down here and go from beginning
exactly.
to end. Okay. I get that because I feel like I'm the same way with, well, lots of things, especially if it's something I've seen before. And a lot of times I'm too lazy to find something new, turn something on. But how many hours do you think your TV is on a night? I mean, you forget about in the morning, because I'm guessing there's some mornings where you have the TV on. But after work, when you get home, how many hours of TV do you think you might,
three,
might watch?
Four.
If we include baseball, if we
three
include sports. Three or four. Whew. Boy, oh boy.
Well, I go to bed,
I'm just
by,
trying
you
to
know.
Do the math. If I start watching...
I don't stay up till like 3 o'clock in the morning, though. I got to get up at 6 and take these little S's to school.
Oh, yeah. You have to do that every day?
Well, most days. Days I have them.
Yeah, that changes.
And then the other days that I don't have them, I'm so tired from getting up at 6 in the morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So even the day that I don't have them, that morning I did get up at 6.
But you used to stay up. If you didn't have to get up early in the morning, you used to stay up pretty late,
yeah.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I thought we were kind of all on the same page here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
it really is just getting up at 6 and taking kids to school.
Yeah, I get that.
That changes everything.
Of course. Like, if you got to get up in the morning, that's it. I mean, it absolutely changes everything. It's not like you can come home, go back to sleep, and get the same kind of sleep. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, uh-uh.
So, for me, when the...
And I do try sometimes, but, you know, I'll take a nap when
sure.
I get, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, but I got to be here.
Yep.
So, I'm like, all right, well...
How long do I have? How long does it take to fall
hours.
Back asleep?
I got 2 hours. All right.
Yeah. And then do you actually fall back asleep?
Read the TV, right?
Yep.
Or read my phone or whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, when I say I quit, I don't want to be that person. When I say I went to bed at 11:30 midnight last night, I went to bed and then I, you know, browsed The Athletic and read sports articles and whatever. I'm not in my bed going straight to sleep, and I'm also not reading War and Peace. I'm not doing anything. I'm reading about who entered the transfer portal.
Right, right.
You know, so I'm still just wasting time turning my brain into mush. Don't feel bad.
No, it's not that. I'm just curious how much people watch TV. I'm doing the math now, and I'd say it's, depending on when I go to bed, it's 7 or 8 hours of the TV being on. There is a pause to take the dogs for a walk on most nights, unless it's raining or something.
Right.
That takes about 45 minutes. And then if I do have something else to do, okay, sure, but I rarely have other things to do. So we're talking, you know, I can easily consume 7 hours of TV between the time we leave here,
yeah,
and the time I come back the next day.
It's all educational for you. It's like true crime.
Yes, anything. Yeah.
But you watch a lot of true crime.
I do watch a ton of true crime documentaries.
So that's basically history.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is history, actually. It's not basically history. It's actual history.
Yeah. It's not the history that needs to be taught in school or anything, but yeah. It did happen, I suppose.
It's better than me, like who got traded today or, you know.
That's probably, that might be better for your brain. Might be more stimulating. I don't know.
I've gotten bad at stuff. Like, I don't even watch, like, the WWE. I don't watch. I just read the recap.
Why? You just don't enjoy it, or you're saying your attention span's gotten
worse?
It's
too long, yeah. Mm. So I'm like, man, I can knock all this out. Just read the recap when it's over.
Do you use TikTok a lot? Is that?
No.
No? So that's not it. I know for a lot of people, they say
maybe I just don't enjoy it that much. You know.
Do your kids, what do they do? Like, okay, so homework's done or whatever. Now, we're home, homework's done. Between then and the time they go to bed, it's mostly YouTube?
Yeah.
On their phones, I assume, right? They're not
on TV.
On TV. So they'll pop open YouTube, the YouTube app, and just start scrolling through stuff. They watch it together?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, they'll put on stuff that they both watch.
Okay.
And then there's stuff that they watch differently.
Yeah.
My youngest watches a ton of, like, football. There's
sports
stuff. There's, like, really good stuff. Like, it's crazy. There's this guy, Destroyer. I don't know if people know it. I'm going to lose.
Some people will know it, I'm sure.
This guy who was a kicker in high school, I think, and he could go to college.
You told me about that guy, right?
And he was making too much money on YouTube, and they said, you can't make money on YouTube. And so he was like, well, then I just won't go to college.
Yeah.
I mean, his videos, they're really good. And then he just made a crazy story. I caught the end of it. He did like a documentary about himself. He tried out for the new UFL or whatever it is, where they merged the XFL and that, and made it.
Oh, really?
As a kicker, and was the kicker for the team. He beat out another guy who kicked in college, was the kicker for the team, and I think last week or the week before, he made a tackle on a guy and broke his neck.
Oh!
And he can't play anymore.
Oh! Why were you tackling someone? He broke his neck?
Broke his neck after all that work. All the YouTube videos going everywhere, he broke his neck.
God.
I mean, he's not paralyzed or anything, but they said he's out and he may never play again.
That sucks.
Oh, man.
Man. Yeah, I know people will watch. My brother's in his 50s. He watches YouTube. That's it. On his TV, I think he would say he probably watches 99% YouTube, 95% YouTube. There is nothing that you can't text my brother right now, my dad brother, whatever you call him.
Mm-hmm.
I can text him anything. So just like, oh, man, you know, I can't find the air filter for my air conditioner. Whatever it is, he immediately has a YouTube video ready to go that he sends as a response.
Right.
Hey, here's a video I saw once of a guy talking about air filters for what he watches everything. It's
right.
not just like singularly focused.
Here's the thing. I will tell you, my mom came and stayed with me, right? I was leaving and she's like, can you find me something to watch? I'm like, well, sure. You know, what do you want to watch? She's like, well, just turn on YouTube.
She likes it?
And I was like, you just want to watch YouTube TV or something? Like, I can turn that on for you.
Right.
She's like, no, YouTube.
Like, she wanted to watch YouTube on the television.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, what do you watch on YouTube? She's like, oh, you know, they have cooking shows and people who make food and recipes. So I'm like, so even my 75-year-old mother is like, yeah, I just watch YouTube. There's plenty of stuff on there.
My mom would probably like it, too.
Yeah.
And she always complains about paying for these different things. If your mom is finding all these cooking shows, because my mom watches that stuff. She watches the home renovation stuff and then like the junk finder stuff.
So my mom will go watch all these home renovation things on YouTube.
Home renovation and finding, you know, collectible things that
Earth Cam is cool, Mr. Boss. I will say that.
What is it?
Earth Cam.
Which one's that? Is that the guy that just tells you where something is?
No, there's this Earth camera you can actually get. I think it's $5, and I had it for a while, and it's got like 5,000 cameras across the world. You just click on it and watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think
there's one inside a bar in New Orleans where people are doing karaoke.
You used to be able to do that for free. There were websites. Right. It was any camera that wasn't set up securely, which is most security cameras that people have installed on their own. And you could just scroll through. Did you ever do that, Snowcone? Scroll through the different security cameras?
No, I don't think so.
It was random. Yeah. But I don't think you could ever go back to the same one again. It didn't like keep
right.
tabs
this just
of
has,
them.
Keeps them
it
just, all.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Okay, yeah. When I did it, it was just, Amazon Prime put some weird stuff up there. Like Amazon Prime put all of those car accident videos that were apparently shown in schools in the 60s and 70s. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, well, I don't think they didn't show them when I was in school. I don't know if they showed them when you were in school. I doubt it. It looks like they showed these things in the 60s, maybe even the 50s and 60s, but certainly the 60s. And this is what they showed kids during driver's ed. And it is just horrible accident and people being mangled, and none of it's censored. Now, it is, you know, it's from the 60s. It's older, but right. It's in color. And Amazon's like, oh, this is apparently available. And they right. just put it all up there. I was like, what am I watching? But some of that stuff, sometimes you find it's kind of interesting.
There you go.
Well, I should definitely get my mom on the YouTube thing. It could save her some money. Speaking of YouTube.
You don't have to get a YouTube thing just so you
know. No, I'm saying I should get her like, you know, used to it, familiarized with it. Because she'll be like, well, how do I do it? I'll have to show her. But you know Dude Perfect, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear the news about that?
No.
Oh, okay. I got to tell you about this in a second. Okay. I figured you'd know. The Church of Laszlo. So you know who Dude Perfect is?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who it is, Snowcone? Is Dude Perfect like
that? Yeah, the trick shot people?
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Because you're a moderate YouTube
3.5
guy.
3.5 million.
That's how much the offensive coordinator makes? Okay. So Dude Perfect is a hugely popular YouTube channel. They do trick shots. They do comedy. It's all like family friendly. It's stuff that you can watch with your kids or whatever. None of it is adult humor, at least not that I've seen. And I think they advertise it as like family
friendly. Yeah, I don't think it
friendly.
Is. And they sell a bunch of products and stuff.
Yes. I mean, they're huge. So now they secured this investment, and that's why they're in the news. From this, you know, some sort of investment group. I don't know how this stuff works, called Highmont Capital. It's a private investment firm. They've committed money. We don't know exactly how much, but they say they estimate it's somewhere between $100 million and $300 million.
Okay.
That's how much this investment group has
to do
invested
what?
In. Well, that's just it. I'm like, okay, so what are
they
going to do
movie,
with that?
They already have, like, toys out and stuff that kids buy.
Apparently, they want to take that stuff to another level. They want to build a theme park is one of the things I heard.
That would be cool.
Right?
That would be cool.
60 million subscribers, 17 billion views on YouTube. So they've already achieved plenty of
success.
Somebody
said they have a smoothie at Smoothie King.
Oh, really? I mean, I think they've got quite a few products. But they're saying this is, like, a big deal because this is legitimizing
but
people.
But I know the story about them. It was, like, five buddies at Arizona State or something?
I don't know the story.
I think that's it. I think it was like four or five buddies from Arizona State. They started making these videos, and they were like, we don't need to finish college.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's obviously been lots of people who made money on YouTube.
Man, no, so, I mean, Dude Perfect ought to be up there with the top of them.
Oh, of course. They're right. Like, that's what people are saying, is that this investment firm sees them as like the potential next Mr. Beast. Like, they could be that big. But I'm just saying,
well,
people...
Well, that's odd, though.
Hmm.
Well, it's just odd because they've been around for so long.
Yeah.
Like, when my kids were little... They loved Dude Perfect when they were little.
Okay.
You know, I would buy them stuff when they were 4 or 5. I mean, not that they're that old now, but in terms of YouTube, that's 8 years ago. You know, it's not like, I don't consider Dude Perfect to be the hot new thing.
Right. Well, no. And I think that's...
It's saturated. It's got everything. But, I mean, I think, you know, a theme park where you could go do stuff with them and try those things, that would be probably cool.
Of the plans, the theme park was probably the craziest thing that I heard. I don't know how serious they are about that.
That would be awesome.
They're saying that you're taking...
Like, I would want to go there.
Absolutely, of course. They're taking this YouTube success and they're leveraging it to build this bigger empire. And while people do make money on YouTube, they get checks from Google. And some of them, we've talked about the ones who you know, put their kids on YouTube and get checks for $10,000, $100,000 a month, depending on how successful
that's
they are.
It's crazy
they
how can these guys who are good branch out, man. But like, they do other stuff. Like,
right.
I go into 7-Eleven every day and get a cup of coffee. Mr. Beast snacks
everywhere.
Are right there.
Yep.
And I saw he posted a video where he sent a guy like 10 grand. Because the guy sent him a video and was like, hey, I was in Walmart and I saw your products and they were all messed up and stuff. And the guy took a video and the guy wasn't asking for anything. He was like, just looking out for you, bro. Love you. And put them all back in order.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted a video. Was like, thanks, man. Here's a check for 50 grand or something. Ugh, like,
right.
You know.
Well, if I understand
this... I was like, why didn't I think about it? I go mess him up and then put him in... But,
yeah.
You know, you can tell. The guy was being honest. Like, you know, it was just real quick. And like, put him back in order for you, man. I love you.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah.
Boom.
Here's 50 grand.
Here's your annual salary. Well, if I read this correctly, which you know me, I probably didn't. I should say if I understood it correctly. I kind of get the impression, like, Mr. Beast... He's kind of like Master P, right? So he was huge. I mean, is huge, but he had to do a lot of this himself. He made all this money on YouTube,
right.
And then he started to do these ventures, and eventually he started to work with people, but a lot of it was done on his own because there weren't a bunch of rich guys on the outside watching YouTube stars and saying, that's a potential future moneymaker. So what the big deal about Dude Perfect is, I think, is that they're saying, this is like a record label coming along and saying, you don't have to put out your own records. We're going to put them out for you because we think that this brand is worth a ton of money. So they're saying that it legitimizes YouTube. I think that YouTube was already kind of legitimized. I mean, as soon as people started getting rich doing it, as soon as people just made a comfortable living doing
it. But now they're probably, I get what they're saying. No, I'm with you. Legitimize is the wrong word, but the idea of like what we talked about the other day, the idea that now these big companies will be coming. So you go to Dude Perfect and you're like, we can make it bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. But now that opens the door for companies to go to people who are small and be like, you have a good idea.
Right, exactly.
You have a good idea.
Like signing a smaller band.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, hey, let's take this to the next level. I haven't really seen that.
No, and that's, I think, why they're saying this is
like
kind
a promotion
of a...
company getting involved with, you know, a smaller level. But there's no, I never really thought of it before, but there's no reason why not.
No, but I mean, an investment firm.
It's the same thing as like a book.
Right. They get 17 billion views or whatever I just said.
Right.
That's a lot. Have 60 million subscribers. We know that's worth money. Google knows it's worth money. They pay them money because they know it's worth it. So it's weird to think that this is supposedly unprecedented for an investment firm to come along like this and inject all this cash. Now, they say the investment is estimated to exceed $50 million this year, according to the company. That's up from $25 million in 2022, $20 million in 2021. This is all from the Wall Street Journal.
But that's just the new investment company. So are they just giving them the money?
It seems like they're giving them this money to try and do specific things. Because they say, here's what their ambitious plans are.
Okay, so it's not really like a record company. It's Dude Perfect found an investor to say, hey, we want to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, here's the money. Go make it work.
That's what it seems like. Because it doesn't sound like they're telling them, these guys are saying, this is what you're going
to
do. Now, maybe they are. I don't know. But the plans are, they want to build a management team. Dude Perfect plans to expand its team beyond the original five co-founders. This includes hiring a CEO.
That's me.
And establishing a robust management structure to oversee their growing ventures. It's a company.
Yeah.
So they want to turn it into a real company. Next is diversify content. While trick shots will likely remain a core element, Dude Perfect aims to create more live experiences, consumer products, and explore additional content formats. Sure, why not? You're this trick shot group. You know, you should keep doing the trick shot stuff.
Yeah, don't get away from what you're doing.
Exactly. But now that you've got all this money, hell, you could be doing the things that people don't even realize are Dude Perfect, right? You might not even have to go to Dude Perfect's YouTube. You could go to a different channel, and you find out later Dude Perfect was behind that. They've got the money now to do that sort of thing. Global expansion, they want, it says, recognizing their international audience, Dude Perfect is considering translating videos, and they want to embark on a global tour. Then it says, new headquarters, plans are underway for a massive three-story headquarters in Texas, featuring a trick shot tower, museum, interactive experiences, and retail space.
Oh, okay, so that's
that would cost as much as $100 million.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, right?
So how do we get jobs with them?
That's what I want to know. This, you know what it reminds me of, too? It reminds me of, like, video game companies, because you and I are old enough to remember, to have witnessed video games go from this thing that adults thought of as like these toys to these big businesses.
Dealer says, as soon as they hire us, it'll be called Dude Decent.
Yeah. Well, we can be on the Dude Decent level, you know, whichever story that is, or give us the Dude Decent office. But it reminds me kind of video games. Because when we were kids, older people thought of video games as toys. They weren't really sure. Certainly didn't think of it as a massive business because it wasn't yet. But as those companies grew, they started building.
Any trick shots involved rolling a football.
Right, yeah. But those companies started building headquarters in Dallas and everywhere else. And now to see a YouTube channel say, hey, when you think of a YouTube channel, you think of the guy, gal, creator, or creators making their videos. I'm sure they have good cameras. I'm sure they have good lighting.
Sure.
I'm sure they come up with ideas because they're big. But what you don't think about is an office building that they own, right? Creating their own, or even just having an office space that's dedicated to this business, and that business is this media empire, which happens to be
Dude Perfect.
A YouTube, exactly, a YouTube channel.
Well, I'd be interested to see what else they do.
I wish
for sure, just because they've already, you know, done so much. Like, they're one of the first people that I've seen as a YouTube personality ease. There's more than one of them. To put out toys that you see in Target. Yeah. You know, like, I know other people have followed, but I just remember going in and seeing that the first time. Like, here's some Dude Perfect trick shot balls. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
They really, so they've already expanded it. So I got to imagine they have an idea of how to do it. They stayed relevant that people watch for a long time. They put out a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean,
and I think they've also already been investing in other YouTube creators a little bit. So, you know, and that's something I got the impression that they want to expand on. I can show you this. If you're on Twitch, join us, twitch.tv/Church of Lazo. I'll have Snowcone pull up the video, you know, this mock-up of their $100 million theme park so you can get a look at it.
Cool.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll.
Well, there are still circuses apparently in the United States that have elephants. Didn't Ringley Brothers, like, go away? I remember they got rid of the animals, at least. Maybe it's still a circus. I was thinking that Ringling Brothers went way better. Remember they said they were getting rid of the big animals because people were like, this is cruelty. And,
I think so.
Yeah, they're hitting the lions with the whips. And the
something about that.
Elephants don't want to walk in circles with tiaras on their head, whatever. But apparently there are some circuses that still have the elephants. I mean, let's be honest. If you're a kid and you go to the circus and there's no animals, I guess
pissed.
They do the trapeze stuff, you know. Well, whatever. That's something. But the whole point as a kid was that you went to see the animals. Did your parents take you to the circus when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Was it Ringley Brothers or a different one?
Yeah, Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, Ringley. I think that's the same
thing,
right? And
I think I went to the museum.
What's that?
There's a Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers Museum.
Okay, so we did.
I've been to that. That's on the next time you drive to Florida. Mm-hmm. It's on your way to where you go.
There's so much stuff on the way down there to see that we need to stop and do. But we went to Shriners when I was a kid because it was cheaper.
My parents
said it was better. Well, yeah, they're the ones who I guess probably organized it, paid for it, whatever. It was, but it looked, you know, like the regular circus. But my parents said it was a superior circus. As I got older, I realized
remember
this is
the
probably
old guys
a cheaper
in, like,
circus.
Go-karts.
Exactly.
With the little hats. My dad said they help burn victims.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, they do. I think they do lots of things. I've looked into
this
before.
Is that true? Now that I think about it, I remember him saying that. I have no idea what the Shriners do.
I've not heard the burn victim thing specifically. Charity.
What do they do?
Charity. It's like a fraternity.
Hat club?
It's like a fraternity.
Okay.
I just know that at one point I looked into it and I was like, maybe when I'm old I'll be a Shriner. But anyway, forget about all that. This wasn't a Shriner circus. This was some other circus, and the elephant escaped and started running the streets in Montana. Did you already see these videos?
No.
I mean, imagine driving your car and there's the goddamn elephant running down the street. The last time I saw this happen, remember there was that big news story where the elephant escaped and they came out and those cops started shooting it and they shot it up hundreds of times. Remember that before it finally went down?
No.
You old enough to remember that?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I was probably a teenager when that happened. This time they managed to get the elephant back. Luckily, and it wasn't harmed.
He was like, oh my gosh, there's an elephant. And I kind of was joking with him, and I thought I was in the parking lot. Then he was like, no, there's an elephant. So I looked up, and I was like, oh, there is an elephant in the road.
Yeah, there was an elephant in the road. But
Oh, my God.
Well, there you go.
What's it called? Viola the Circus Elephant is the elephant's name. Totally fine.
Shriners Hospital. In 1920, they opened the Shriners Hospital for crippled children.
Okay.
To treat orthopedic injuries, diseases, and burns.
And burns, okay.
So my dad was right. He must have heard that somewhere.
Do they have their own hospital, the Shriners Hospital?
They have 22 of them.
Okay, yeah.
Shriners Hospital for children are located... Looks like the closest one might be Minneapolis.
What's the hospital that I give money to? What's that one called? That's not Shriners. It comes out of my check. It's in, like, Tennessee or something.
Oh, the...
What's that
cancer
one called?
St. Jude?
Oh, St. Jude, right? Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. But that hospital, I guess I should look into this stuff more, but my understanding is that hospital is like, if your kid's sick, you go there, that you don't have to pay, right? It's because donations are paid for.
Donations paid for everything.
Which I always thought this is how it should be.
I consider it like the Mayo Clinic for kids.
Okay.
Right?
And so Shriners is
St.
doing
Jude's?
The...
St. Jude is just cancer, I think.
Okay.
Is it just cancer?
Yeah, okay.
Like childhood cancer. I mean, that's certainly at least the worst thing. Main
it's
thing.
It's horrifying.
But then sounds like Shriners is doing pretty serious stuff, too, if they're if they open originally for kids and traction.
They have 22 of them now. Okay. Shriners Hospital Children are located in these cities.
Well, we should give money to them. Why don't we get a Shriner on the show? And we should
Until June 2012, all care at Shriners Hospital was provided without charge to parents and their families.
They wear the funny little hats, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ride the little go-karts. They ride these little scooters during parades. They'd have these little mini like go-karts sometimes that they would ride in the parade.
So in June 2012, Shriners started billing insurance companies.
Started billing insurance companies?
Yeah. They used to do it all for free. Maybe they weren't getting enough money. But continue to offer free care to children without insurance.
Okay.
Shriners Hospitals waive all costs insurance does not cover.
Well, that's awesome.
Right. So if you have insurance, they'll bill it. Whatever doesn't pay, they cover.
Well, we should give money to them, too, then.
Yeah, why not? I like those guys with little hats riding the go-karts.
I like anybody who's helping sick kids who, you know, because they live in this country, can't afford to get, you know, good health care.
Right. Cancer for your kids should not be cured. Like I said before, the mason jar outside Dairy
Queen. Exactly.
Like, we can't even come together as a country for that.
Right. And
like,
and
hey, even if we just said, hey, just screw kids everybody over 22. Right. They're all a bunch of dicks. Get a job and better insurance.
Right.
But at least you'd be able to say, like, hey, that 10-year-old kid can't get a job or good insurance.
Right.
And I know this is, I'm just taking the opposite side here. And it's not their fault that their parents are douchebags who don't have insurance. So how about we just give them free health care?
Right.
Why don't we start there?
Yeah. Right.
Now, I don't believe that second part of that, but just saying, even if that is your argument.
Right.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And the fact that...
But a nine-year-old kid with cancer
has to go to
the parents. Even if you say the parents should have done better, fine. Right. But the kid had nothing to do with it.
Because my understanding is that St. Jude's is one hospital, right? Like in Tennessee?
As far as I know, yeah.
So I've always thought it's so crazy. Like
it's like the Mayo Clinic
for kids. If your kid gets sick, gets diagnosed with some terrible disease like that, you have to drive to Tennessee to go to this one hospital where people have been donating money. And hopefully they have enough to cover your costs.
Cancer,
this is crazy.
Childhood cancer is the worst thing in our world.
Right.
Right?
And then let me make sure I got this straight. If you have to, so you drive, let's say you're from Kansas City, you drive your kid to Tennessee to go to this hospital. Is Ronald McDonald House, like, they set up families to have a place to stay? Is that what they do?
Yes.
Yes.
That seems like a good charity, too.
Yeah. It is a good charity, yeah.
So if you're in...
One still here, right? It was down by KU?
Yeah, yeah, on the state line.
Yeah.
I always wondered as a kid, I was like, I don't understand why they build these McDonald's right next to the hospital. You know, Ronald McDonald's House, what are they doing? And then my dad was like, well, it's so that families could stay there. And I thought, why don't they go home?
Right.
I didn't understand that people are traveling to come here, and they have sick family members, and they need a place to stay. It's a good charity.
It's a great charity.
Some people are good people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should work on that. Scott Peterson wants a new trial.
Good
now,
dude.
When we...
Because we're talking about good people.
when this news broke that the LA Innocence Project was involved with Scott Peterson, the big question was, is it just because... they did say at the time there was some DNA evidence that they wanted to have tested. And we said, okay, does that mean that they think he's innocent, or just that they think he should at least get all of the evidence out there and at least have this evidence tested? But now we have an answer because they, as they're seeking this new trial, we've heard a few more details about the Innocence Project.
We are on the record in the matter of People versus Scott Lee Peterson.
Convicted murderer Scott Peterson is back in court. He's fighting for a new trial in the killings of his wife and unborn child more than 20 years ago. The LA Innocence Project taking up his case, arguing new evidence shows Peterson was not behind the killings.
The LA Innocence Project certainly brings a fair amount of credibility to Scott Peterson, which wouldn't have existed prior. When they do take on a case, they tend to do it if they think there is a real possibility that they could be successful.
Okay, that is crazy to me that they're saying, they say this evidence shows that they do not believe he is behind the murder. That's crazy. I mean, this was one of the most high-profile cases in the country.
I never liked him getting convicted. It just didn't feel right to me. Like the stuff that they said about him.
Breaking across the street, never being investigated.
His biggest sin. Look, there were things about these boat slips and all that. You can watch plenty of specials about it. They're all out there streaming. But his biggest sin was when his mistress, paramour, whatever, came out and said, you know, hey, I've been sleeping with this guy.
Right.
And they found out that, he was talking to her during the candlelight vigil. It's like, okay, well, even if he's a bad guy, that doesn't make him necessarily
Make him a bad guy.
Well, right, exactly.
I'm being said that was like, you don't know, because one of these people is dead, you know, maybe their marriage was done.
Right.
Maybe he left on Christmas Eve because he didn't want to be around her and she didn't want him around.
Yeah.
Like, people who have gone through divorces have... That's a thing. True. That happens.
No idea what was going on. Everyone portrays it as she was this young mother
that
to be.
She
and...
didn't have any idea, and she was like, we don't know that to be true.
Yeah.
She could have known that they were unhappy. Like, we just don't know. And they just kept piling on with that stuff, and it felt like we don't have any idea what was going on in their relationship.
Well, his girlfriend, paramour, mistress, whatever you want to call her, her press conference was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. As you're watching a true crime story unfold
right
on cable news,
it was wild.
When that happened, it was one of the craziest things I've seen.
And then people are like, well, why was he dishonest about this stuff? Because he is having an affair.
Right. Right.
So he knows.
And he knows
he's already the suspect.
He knows you're not going to like it.
He
yeah.
knows you're not going to like it. Maybe he's trying to keep it, you know, quiet from that, right? Like, so he's like, oh, man, what am I going to say? Like, yes, there were problems. He's probably not a great dude. But, well, I don't know that. I don't know anything about him.
Right, exactly.
But a lot of that stuff was like, man, we are piling on this guy for a lot of stuff that doesn't seem like that crazily odd behavior.
Well, and if the cops got tunnel vision and said, okay, who else could it be? You always suspect the spouse because it usually is. But
and
you know,
now you find out the spouse is having an affair.
Right. And you're like, who else could it be? Who wants this young mother dead, right? She's a suburban or a mother to be, right? She was pregnant, correct?
Yes.
At the time of the murder. So who would want to kill her? It's not like she had these enemies that wanted to come kill her. But then we find out later that there was some stuff going on in the neighborhood.
The break-in
and there was a break-in across the street. And now the Innocence Project has said, you know, I don't want to get this wrong. So they may actually say more than this. But I know that they at least say that they believe there is a connection with that break-in that happened in that neighborhood. And that there is evidence, DNA evidence, that needs to be tested that they think could help exonerate him. And that they think shows that someone else was responsible. Look, I've watched every Dateline episode there is. A lot of them I've seen more than once. Every 2020, every 48 hours. I've seen them all. And I'll even listen to the podcast while I'm driving to Colorado, even though I've already seen the show six times. There have been a lot of stories where you go, wow, okay, open and shut. Here's what happened. Here's a person that got killed. Oh, it looks like a lot of evidence against this guy. Oh, of course, they got him. The end, and that's how they end it. And then a few years later, something comes out, and they come back and go, remember that story? We have to amend it because that was all wrong. The stuff we thought we knew about him wasn't true. Turns out all that stuff we thought was suspicious wasn't suspicious at all. Turns out we found the guy who actually did it, and they're releasing the other guy from prison. It does happen. So even on a high-profile case like this, you go, well, I think I know a lot of the details if you were alive at the time watching CNN. Or you've seen some of the specials, because there's a million of them. But they all say the same thing. They're all following that same narrative.
Yeah.
And what if that narrative is missing really important plot points?
Right.
That happens.
Of course.
That happens. Just because the documentary ended and he's in prison doesn't necessarily mean.
And I didn't think there was a lot of stuff that they had when I watched those things, and they were trying to make it look like he did it.
No, they had the affair. They had, you know, talking about the boat slip stuff and whether, you know.
Not being upset that she died.
Absolutely.
That's really what it is.
That's really what it is.
He's still talking to his mistress.
At the candlelight vigil.
He's right. You know, he's watching porno. He's doing all. He's texting people. He's not really all that busted up. So what?
Right.
Doesn't mean he killed her.
And
maybe he was like, thank God. It could make him a bad person.
That's
but maybe
what I'm
it's
saying.
Like, this gets me out of everything that I was unhappy about.
That's what I'm saying. Even if he is a bad person, which I'm not saying that he is, but even if he's a terrible person, that still doesn't necessarily
mean
that he killed her. And, you know, I get it. It's not.
Everybody seems to think, like, if you're married and you're in a relationship, then you're happy and you're in love. And if something happened to the other person, it would destroy you.
Right.
That's not necessarily the case all the time.
Right.
It can't be.
Or that you're excited to be a dad. You're excited to be a mom. You're excited about.
It can't be. It can't be right all the time.
No. And, you know, everyone has problems. That is consistent. Everyone has problems.
Right.
The happiest couples right now, they've got financial troubles.
Yeah.
They've got something. There's always something. And that makes me angry when the cops dig into a suspect and they go, well, look at this. Looks like you guys had some financial troubles. Who doesn't have financial
troubles? You know what drives
me crazy? You're late on your mortgage. Who isn't late on
the
mortgage?
Yeah. What drives me crazy is they're like, that person owed this much on credit cards.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, no, I owe more.
Exactly. I know.
I didn't realize. I mean, I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize it was enough to kill somebody.
Right. It's crazy to me. Like,
that person killed somebody over $13,000 at Capital One?
Right. He had this much money in credit card debt. He was late on his mortgage. You know, he was a month late on his mortgage. And I'm hearing these things. I'm like, wait, but isn't that a lot of people?
Right.
Oh, my God. I got to do better. I didn't know that your credit score could get you convicted of murder.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Well, we're finishing the news, man.
Okay.
So, USC, you know a lot about colleges because you watch a lot of college sports.
I do.
At USC, they got a valedictorian. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
And she's supposed to give a speech. And I never graduated college, but I did graduate high school. And in high school,
show off.
We had a, I know, I'm sorry, and one out of three. One out of three ain't bad. That's what my dad always said. So we had the valedictorian, and then there's like the second person, right? Something, okay. Whatever. The second smartest kid.
Right.
They both gave speeches. So I assume that the, you know, this is a normal thing in high school and college. Apparently they still do it. The issue at USC is that they looked at this girl's, you know, she qualified, great student, whatever. She's a valedictorian. But then they go back and look at her social media, and they're like, ugh. Now, it's one thing to go back and look at someone's social media if they had it. We've talked about this when you're 10, 11, 12. You know, some of these guys, right, that were playing football, and they found out they said something mean when they were 14 on Twitter. Right, and you're like, sure. God, if we had Twitter at that age,
right, who knows,
it would have,
right,
ruined our life too. But this doesn't seem to be that. This seems a little more serious because this is recent stuff. And she's calling for, according to them, the removal of Israel or destruction of Israel. And I feel like that's, you know, not great for a valedictorian.
Controversy on campus after USC canceled the valedictorian's commencement speech, citing safety concerns. Asna Tabassum was chosen by the USC provost to be this year's valedictorian, selected from nearly 100 qualifying students who applied. But at least two pro-Israel and Jewish groups complained to USC about the choice, pointing to Tabassum's social media activity, specifically a link to a Free Palestine slideshow on her Instagram, which calls for the complete abolishment of the State of Israel.
Now, see, those are the things sometimes that people get in trouble for where I go, I don't know how far I can read into this thing, but you posted something, like, remember Elon got in trouble because he quote tweeted something, and within that there was a link,
right? Sure.
So it sounds like this is a similar thing. She's got this tweet, there's a link, if you click on the link then you go in there. I just wonder how far did you have to go in there before it,
right,
you find something that talks about the destruction. Now maybe she does want the destruction of, you know, I don't know, right? I have no idea. But
what did she say?
Social media, man, I haven't seen anything from her. I just saw, okay, that they've said that she you know, they're not gonna let her do the speech. She's not going to give the is it a commencement speech?
Yeah,
I guess it's not the commencement speech when you're valedictorian. You just give the valedictorian speech, and then they have a celebrity, right? Usually comes to the actual,
yeah,
thing. I saw Bill Cosby do it once.
Yeah, right.
At MU. And I don't remember who was graduating, but Bill Cosby did it.
The guy from Lost did one that people love.
John Locke?
No, the other guy. I forget.
Oh, Matthew something?
Yeah.
The lead guy?
Sure.
Were you this is something you saw, or is this something you saw?
I saw years ago on the internet. You know, all the good ones were always.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Jobs gave a really famous one. Arnold Schwarzenegger gave that one about how nobody, you know, I didn't do anything alone. I did it with help. I remember that one. Jim Carrey gave one where people cried.
Mm.
You know, I actually saw that Jim Carrey one, within the last week. And I thought of Laszlo. I was like, man, he would hate this so much. There's just certain things that I see that are sappy.
What are you
talking about? I don't even remember following your dreams and, you know, being honest with yourself and blah, blah, blah. I could send it to you, but I already know you're going to hate it, so I don't need to. A woman in Brazil was arrested after she took a corpse with her to the bank to co-sign on a loan. Now, if I go to the bank and ask for a loan right now, they are going to say,
no,
GTFOH, right? That's what they're going to say to me. I can't get a loan. But if I have someone co-sign, like my girlfriend, my mother, one of my brothers, right, then they'll give me money.
Sure.
They're really giving that person the loan because they trust that person. So I understand the predicament. You need someone to co-sign. It's not exactly something people get excited to do. If you do have good credit and someone approaches you as terrible credit and they say, listen, could you help me get this loan on a Subaru?
Yeah.
You know it's a bad idea. Your dad told you to never do it. No matter how much you love her, whatever, just don't co-sign on the loan. So I get it. Now she's in this position where she goes, oh, well, I know this guy has good credit. He probably wouldn't have co-signed for me, but you now think, he's dead.
But he's dead.
So I'll just take him with
me. Seems like that's a hard thing to pass off. Like, he's going to have to sign something.
It really does. But you have to remember,
they haven't thought this through.
I think you maybe only saw the first weekend at Bernie's, because if you watch the second one, they get him out of the morgue and they take him to the bank. And I'm sure she must have seen the sequel.
America's favorite stiff is back.
That's Bernie Lomax. I recognize that smirk anywhere.
But this corpse has a job to do.
I found this in Bernie's wallet. It's a key to a safety deposit box in St. Thomas. That's the $2 million that Lomax stole.
It's noted as a personal entry account.
What does it mean,
Richard? Only one who could get in is Bernie Lomax personally, and, well, he's kind of dead right now.
We go back to the morgue. We get the body. We go to St. Thomas. No. We take Bernie to the bank.
Take Bernie to the bank. I've seen it, man. Yeah, I totally get it. This woman probably saw it. They probably translated it into Portuguese. She got excited. You know, takes a while for those movies to get down there.
It seems like going in and opening a box with him might be okay.
Well,
I'm trying to get somebody to actually sign documents.
You should see the video. We will share it. It's will you post it on our Church Laszlo Twitter and also on our Instagram? Because just looking at the expression on her face, I'm like, are you actually thinking this is going to work? Are you thinking this is just going to make you famous for a day? Like, what is going on in your mind? She looks like a perfectly normal person,
okay.
But it also looks like she's wheeled in a wheelchair, a corpse. Now, look, even if he's not dead, he's passed out, and she's moving his head around and stuff, and if I didn't know he was dead, I would just think, that guy's unconscious right now, right? He drank too much.
He can't sign.
They're not, even if he just drank too much.
He can't get a tattoo, I don't think.
No, in most places. And if a guy's desperate to give a tat at 3 in the morning, you know, he might do it. But, yeah, you're not going to get him to co-sign alone. So they arrested her. They realized, the cops say that the guy was 68 years old. He had been dead for several hours. So, you know, no rigor mortis yet.
Okay.
He'd been dead for several hours, and they are now investigating to see whether or not she was related to him. I hope she was related to him. If she just found this guy on the street, and she's like, he looks like he has decent credit. How would you do that? You don't know his name. What good is that going to do?
Probably had a wallet on him.
Well,
with a bunch of credit cards.
You take the wallet out. Here's his ID. I did. You know what? Everything I know is from Weekend at Bernie's.
How did you not think about that?
Because in Weekend at Bernie's, they didn't have to do that. They knew who he was. He invited him to the Hamptons, you know, for the weekend. He was their boss. So
it was such an easy.
I understand, Snowcomb. I'm just following the Weekend at Bernie's logic, and you know,
that wasn't it.
I'm allowed to ask, and you're allowed to give an answer that says it's pretty obvious without calling me a moron.
Well, it's fair,
but you can call me a moron. That's fine too. Luke Combs. You guys know Luke Combs?
No.
He sang Fast Car. He wrote that song.
That's Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, she covered it.
What?
Tracy Chapman covered a song that he did.
He wrote it originally.
Yeah. It was about, I don't know, having a car that's fast, right?
Right. Yeah. Tracy Chapman covered it, and that became like a big hit there.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was the original.
So people are fans of this guy, like actual fans of Luke Combs, right?
That's a good song.
And you know who's one of his biggest fans?
She did it better, for sure. But
you know who one of his biggest fans is?
Tracy Chapman?
No. I'll give you a clue. It's someone that I'm one of their biggest fans.
Billy Joel?
Nope.
Ryan Gosling?
No. Right now I might be their biggest fan. Caitlin Clark.
Oh, she likes
Caitlin
Luke
Clark.
Combs.
She likes
sense.
Luke Combs. And the news has all been Caitlin Clark. They got to find a way to stick her in the news every day. And today it was because Luke Combs called her after she got drafted by, what was it, Indiana, right? What team was
it? Fever.
The Indiana, yes. Indiana Fever.
The Metcalf Firecocks.
We have to talk about that.
Luke Combs here. Hey. I just want to say congratulations on being the number one pick in the WNBA draft. That's incredible. I know I can speak for everybody all across the United States and the world probably that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple of years, and we can't wait to continue to do so.
Nobody
so
watched
congratulations.
That.
You earned it.
Hey, stop it, Laszlo.
And nobody's looking forward to watching
you
WNBA
watched it.
Games.
We've been watching for a couple of years.
No, yeah. We've been watching for a couple of weeks, maybe.
Watch a couple of weeks. Come on.
Watch a couple of games.
We've been following her since she was...
You can't wait to watch the WNBA.
Yeah,
I subscribed to your
Nobody's
Instagram when she
said
was
that
13.
Before. That's the first time that's ever been uttered.
Exactly. This is monumental.
I can't wait to watch the WNBA.
Right. But the thing is, it's true.
Don't say, like, you've always been a fan. You know what I mean? Like, I've liked him since their first album. Like, no, you liked it when this song came out. You know what I mean?
But you're saying he's not excited to watch the WNBA.
No.
You sexist pricks. He's saying,
nobody's
I'm excited.
To watch the WNBA.
Well, then why is she in the news every day?
Well,
she got drafted. Yeah.
Luke Combs. That's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate him. That's amazing.
He's a big women's basketball fan.
Oh, okay.
Remember Family Guy? There's he was
nobody,
the guy in the stand. Yay! That's
nobody
Luke Combs.
A women's basketball fan.
Laszlo, stop!
There's not anyone.
He's not.
I know someone who's had WNBA season tickets for four seasons.
He told me this
Brooke's
the other day, and I'm like, there's no
Brooke's
way.
Brooke's best friend.
Where?
Dallas.
He's leaving a part out.
Okay. You're not telling the
He's
truth.
Leaving the part
they
out.
They are.
They're free.
She is a. She is a lesbian.
They're free.
No, she pays for them. I know. They're very
how
supportive
much?
Of the
how
team.
Much, how much does
that
she
I don't know. I mean, it can't be much, but that I don't know. I really, I know that she pays for them, and she's very supportive. And her wife go to all the games. So, you know, I haven't seen one, so I don't know how many people are there. I don't know what it's like, but I do know that they're signing TV deals
That's
right now.
Selfish Gene says I'm just mad because she's taller than me. Everybody's taller than me.
That's true.
What is she, 6 foot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to be watching some? Are you an Indiana Fever fan now?
Yes, I signed up for this ION thing so that I can watch women's basketball.
Can you
I'll
get a jersey?
I'll talk to you about that off the air later.
You should get a jersey.
Yeah, get a Fever jersey.
Yeah, I will. I got a poster that never showed up. I got a Caitlin Clark poster. It was supposed to hang it right here.
Oh, yeah. What happened to
it? It never showed up. The damn thing never showed up. Somebody stole it.
Nobody's ever actually made one.
Can you imagine,
well, just had
can you imagine a porch pirate stealing that when they opened it?
No, the people who met the poster store were like, what?
Stop, guys.
Someone actually bought this? We don't have one.
Stop it, guys.
We don't even have a picture of her.
Stop
it. We don't even know if she exists.
I would pay to see the porch pirate's reaction when they opened that.
God.
What about the poster store when that order came in?
Yeah.
They're like, what? Someone just ordered this?
Well, that's it.
We just put it on the site to make us look good. We didn't think anyone would actually buy it.
That's it. We promised our bosses for a long time that we could do this without a female here and that we're not going to come off like a bunch of middle-aged, sexist, old cranks.
Oh, coming,
but now
coming
just,
from you.
I'm supporting Caitlin Clark, and you guys are busting her.
What?
Whatever.
Busting her.
Yeah, that's what you do.
P. Green Pilgrim said it came down to WNBA season tickets or keeping her Planet Fitness membership. Just couldn't decide between the two.
Wow. So this is what we have now devolved to. This is what we're doing. We're just taking shots at the WNBA.
Oh.
That's what we're doing.
We're not the first ones to do this.
Yeah, that's not evolved. It's
no, yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not unique, that's for sure. That's what we're doing?
Well,
we're
just
take shots at the WNBA?
Right,
yeah. Well, if you want to take shots at the WNBA, in all honesty.
Well, they can't make any.
If you
oh,
want,
man, I got a million of them.
Well,
at least somebody should be taking shots of that stupid thing.
Man, I do have a story for you. I'll share with you in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
Do you have brain damage?
Apparently so. I mean, yeah.
You talked
obviously.
About the Ozempic babies last week. You're like, this. People keep bringing up Ozempic, and it's only you, and you keep bringing up the same stories.
Lazo,
you
all
told
I do-
me last week. You're like, I've been seeing it all the time. It's the same damn story.
Well, all I
it
do.
It lowers your A1C. People are using it to lose weight.
Yeah.
And now, like last week or something, I've never read anything
about it
in my life. You keep talking about it. You said that women who wanted to get pregnant were now getting pregnant once they were on Ozempic.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. So I don't remember that. Okay. I know that we've talked about Ozempic a lot.
The whole world's
talking about goddamn time.
I know, but here's the thing. When I wake up in the morning, I just go to all the different news outlets.
Well, maybe it's because you're always typing in Ozempic. So
I don't type
you want
it
a new
in.
Story.
I don't type anything
you're
in.
You're always like, Ozempic, Ozempic,
I don't
Ozempic.
Search
now it's on your goddamn
stories.
Phone all the time.
I don't.
But like, I bet you this guy wants an Ozempic story.
No, I don't search for stories. I go to the networks, and then I go to, like, you know, Reddit's Not the Onion, right? I go to FARC. I look at things that people are talking about, and FARC. I go on social media and look for news stories that people are talking about that are trending. I don't search for anything, and I don't use Google News.
They're just Ozempic and sex robots with you.
Sex robots has been today, okay? And that was off the air.
You're bringing it up quite a bit.
Well, been a long time since I brought up sex robots on the air.
Ozempic more, for sure. But you love Ozempic.
I have never had
and
Ozempic.
Earlier today,
I'd
I
like
think
to
you're
get.
In trouble with it because you want to get it because earlier today I heard you talking about taking diarrhea medicine and try to lose
now,
a couple
you
pounds.
You weren't here for the whole conversation. I was talking about kids in high school that used to drop weight for wrestling.
You said you weigh yourself every day, people are saying?
People said I'm obsessive because I weigh myself when I get out of the
and
shower.
And you said you wanted to take diuretics.
I didn't say that. I don't want to take diuretics. I was kidding. I was talking about what kids used to do in high school that was very unhealthy, that had eating. I think that counts as an eating disorder. I don't know. It happened when you were in high school, right?
Yeah.
The girls that suddenly lost weight for the prom dress, the guys that had to drop weight for wrestling, right?
Yeah.
And I was just asking, what were the things they used to do? I never did it because I didn't play sports. So I never had to drop weight. I never had
You're
an
kidding.
Eating disorder.
You're kidding.
I just, yeah. I,
you
I have
never
a scale.
Played sports?
I have a scale. Well, I was a very good bowler. Very good. But, you know, because you're from Michigan or whatever, I guess you don't consider that a sport. But around here, we take it pretty seriously, and I was good. So, yeah, look, I don't
You're pretty.
I don't make the news. I just read it to you.
Well, yeah, you read it over and over and over again.
Well, they same keep talking about the same story. Goddamn thing. If I go to the YouTube right now and go to the networks and go to their top stories,
the Ozempic story was Ozempic Bill news. Maher had what's her name on, and they talked trash about it.
Well, he interviewed Sharon Osbourne, talked about it. I don't know who else he did. Okay, they talked about it.
One of the lady, the popular workout lady from The Biggest Loser.
I saw her on something else. I didn't see her on Bill Maher, but I saw her on Fox News talking about it.
Well,
she's worried about people losing muscle mass or something is what I heard her talking about. And the other one that I heard was Sharon Osbourne. I think she was talking about how she stopped taking it, but she can't stop losing weight or something. Mm. Did you hear that one?
No.
I think that was her. Anyway, the thing on social media that I kept seeing, by the way, I'm also not even going on TikTok to see this. I'm literally seeing it from news outlets.
Well, next time you read an article about Ozempic, just think to yourself, I've probably already talked about this.
But it's new things. But this thing, this time, apparently is not a new thing. Apparently I messed up and I had mentioned this before. But women are having babies.
Yeah, we know. We talked about it last week.
So you say. So you say. And so Twitch says. Am I being gaslit right now? I don't know. Look, what I do know is that if we talked about it...
You think me and the entire Twitch community is gaslighting
you? I think that the...
Or do you think that we know that you talked about this last
week? I believe that I don't remember things, but I also think that the crux of the story must have been something else, and then I included that, oh, and also people are saying that it's helping them get pregnant or whatever. The story yesterday and today, well, I guess it's been 3 days now, has been all these women posting this hashtag Ozempic babies getting pregnant.
Ozempic babies are getting pregnant? Now, that's not... You didn't talk about that last
week.
Listen
to what I just said. I said women...
You said hashtag Ozempic babies women, getting pregnant.
Women posting...
Yeah.
Hashtag Ozempic...
Babies getting pregnant.
And because...
As we said.
It's and Ozempic babies. They're
getting
pregnant.
Getting pregnant. Ozempic babies are pregnant?
Make Ozempic babies one word. It's an Ozempic baby. Imagine
it's
I'm
pregnant.
Imagine
you
I'm
just
an Ozempic
said
baby.
Together, Ozempic babies are pregnant.
You did.
That's a big story.
These women... are pregnant with Ozempic babies.
Okay? Oh, okay.
The Ozempic babies might also be pregnant. And if they do get pregnant, that will be another story, Lazo, I will have to tell you about. If babies start getting pregnant...
That's what I'm saying. You keep saying
In utero, I will have to talk to you about that. But the story right now is Ozempic babies. And what could possibly be happening? Is it changing their hormones? Some women say they were on birth control, but they're getting pregnant. Why is this happening?
We talked about this last week.
This is my Ozempic baby.
It's stop a new it.
We played all this.
Struggling to
we did?
Yes. And I told you, I said it's not the first time. We had this goddamn discussion. I said there's people take antibiotics and it screws up their birth control.
But hold
it's
on.
It's not a new thing. Like they'll say, if you're taking this antibiotic, don't take it with birth control because it'll make your birth control not work. Like, this isn't new.
But did we have
the
take?
It's literally not new, this exact story.
But did we have the take at the time that
babies were getting pregnant? We did not.
No, that what's happening here is, it's no secret, you got hotter and you started having more sex.
No, we didn't have that take.
Because that's all I thought when I saw this story yesterday and day. I'm like, they're like, why are we getting pregnant? I'm like, because you're having sex all the time now. You feel better about yourself. Your husband thinks you're hotter, whatever.
Fair enough.
And I said that on Twitch and people said I should be canceled for it.
Canceled.
Yeah, they're
for
like
it.
Enough Slim Fast for today. That's sexist. It's whatever.
No, well, I would think.
Well, why you take
looking better
to lose
and feeling
weight?
Better makes you want to have more sex.
Aren't you taking it because you want to lose weight?
Well, maybe for health reasons.
And for health reasons,
but,
right?
Yeah, but I think it's you okay look better, feel, you feel better, and then you have sex.
Is that a crime that you feel better about yourself? Is it a crime that you know you're more comfortable with your body and you want to have sex more? Or that you know your partner's more attracted to you? Is it so crazy to think that this miracle drug that everyone's been talking about for the last year? That you take it and you lose weight and suddenly you're getting pregnant more often. I just don't think it's that big of a, you know, science mystery, medical
well, yeah,
mystery.
Plus, it also probably knocks out some of the work that the, because these people were on birth control.
One of them said, and I'm sure there's more than one, but one of them on Inside Edition last night said that she was on birth control at the time. Others have said they've had a hard time getting pregnant and suddenly they're pregnant.
Because nobody
would. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I can't believe I wouldn't have had that take last week when we talked about it.
I didn't.
Well, so that's why I bring it up this week. Okay?
Because you missed it?
Because I missed an opportunity.
You missed a joke.
I missed a joke.
Oh. You missed an offensive joke. So you're like, I'll just slide this in again.
Well, I can't believe I would have missed that, though. The first thing I thought when I saw, why am I pregnant from taking Ozempic? I thought, because you lost weight. And your boyfriend started f***ing you. This is not a medical mystery. Oh, I had such a hard time getting pregnant. Yeah, you never
It was worth it. It was worth it to go through all this again.
But you agree with me, right?
Of course.
That's at least part of it.
Of course.
And people can say, oh, well, we found out later that it did mess up birth control. Okay, fine. But right. Part of it is because you were having sex more and your boyfriend was Like, actually, he was actually finishing instead of faking it. Why is that offensive?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Remember Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, people get some stuff going there.
Well, yeah. I was thinking, you know, you invent a board game.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I always think board games.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy came up with a great board game. I played a Kickstarter board game a few months back. Man, I'm just not a board game person. But I heard the guy, I read about him on Wikipedia, made a lot of money. So some people, you know, they come up with these ideas. They get it on Kickstarter. They say, hey, we want you to crowdfund this, crowdsource, crowdfund. Sure. Crowdfunding, I think, is what it's called. Because we've got this idea. Here's the prototype, and we want to make a bunch of them.
Okay.
Now, I got one here.
And you got
I
know, an idea?
No. Someone else had the idea, but I like it. And I would like to invest in this. I think we should give money to this. And I think you're going to like it. You have a security camera at your house, right?
I do.
You have one of the, like a doorbell cam?
Yeah.
Do you have any of the other ones?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, they're cheap now, high quality video. Sure. Why not get them, right? I mean, you can get them for like $30. Seems like anytime I watch a cop show and something happens, they just go knock on everyone's door because everyone has cameras. But here's the thing. The reason I put my camera up originally was because that guy stole that off of my porch. And that's not a joke. Mm-hmm. That's a true story. I ordered that. And I still haven't replaced it because it's like, man, I already spent money. I hate to spend money on it again. But my grocery delivery guy stole it off my porch. So I put a camera up. But here's the thing. If I catch someone else stealing something off of my porch, what good does it do me? What am I going to try and call the delivery person?
You could call the company that you use to deliver.
Right. Like, oh, hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to name the company. I think when your delivery people stole my remote-controlled sex toy, you know.
You just say they stole a box. I don't need that. You need to get into the details of what was in the box.
I'm just afraid that then the company takes the person in and says, let's see it. Do you have it? And they go through and he opens it up and there it is. And it's spinning around or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's his. I don't know. It's just like, what am I going to do with this information? The cops aren't going to come and, you know, write up a report. Hey, look, somebody stole a thing off of his porch. It's just that I know, not in my city, but it's just that I know, okay, this person stole from me. I mean, I guess it's something, but I wish it did more. I wish it actually would stop them because obviously these people, they see cameras. And they still steal stuff. What if you had a camera that actually did something to prevent them from
stealing
stuff?
Shot a net at them like Scooby-Doo?
You're getting close. A net's not a bad idea. The problem is I think the nets outside of cartoons don't work as well.
It tases them?
Taser, I think, causes a problem with potential legal liabilities. Someone could have a heart attack. They could
it holds them down.
They could fall and hit their head. It shoots them.
And then
shoots them with
Snowcone
doesn't like it.
You're creating all this extra work for me.
It shoots them with
right up to
don't.
It shoots them
an
with something
AI powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
Boom! And it starts shooting paintballs at them. Facial recognition.
I like that.
Facial recognition gives you
so
a verbal warning.
Wait, if I say, like, hey, this is... Wait, can I show them a person I don't want on it?
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
It says facial recognition, so just because what if it doesn't recognize? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's a lot of people coming to my door that I don't want them to shoot with paintballs.
Well, no, it's got facial recognition in it, and it warns them. Hey, you know, like you need to leave. So if it's your kid and your kid can't get in the door,
I know, but
it's locked,
I don't want the mailman to have to deal with that,
right? But
or a UPS guy that never comes to my house. I don't want my doorbell to be like, get off the porch or I'll shoot you.
But this thing's smart. It knows if they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing, right?
How?
Because it's got facial recognition, it sees if they're stealing packages, I guess. But also, yeah, you know, it's going to recognize people that are allowed to be there. So you let it know, hey, this person's allowed to be there. Look, I have a lot of questions, but the company's Slovenian, and I had a hard time on the phone trying to get answers to some of my questions.
I love the idea.
But it's a great idea.
They should allow you to put pictures of the people you don't want.
I think maybe that's what they're going to do. Like, you could say, hey, this is my brother-in-law whom I hate.
Right.
Right? If he shows up, don't even warn him. Just shoot him with the paintballs.
Right.
I think this technology exists in this thing.
I like that idea.
And I'm all for it. I've never in my life contributed to a Kickstarter, but I thought you might like this. I like it a lot. I think we should contribute. You live in a nice suburb where, you know, there's it's nice and safe. I live, not that it's not safe where I live, but we have a lot of, like, you know, weird police presence things. And then grocery store parking lots and pharmacy parking lots. We have these big robots. I'm doubting that you have them in the suburbs, but they talk to you. Warning, leave the property. You're standing here for too long. They speak Spanish and English and they blast
I've never
horns.
Seen that before,
they're putting them everywhere in my neighborhood, which is not a great sign for property values, but it is kind of like this dystopian RoboCop
it's a big
future.
Robot?
Lazo, from my front yard, all joking aside, if I go out front to do something, imagine I had a newspaper to pick up. I don't. But imagine I went out there. I can hear this thing three blocks away at the pharmacy telling people, warning, get the hell off the property. Do
true?
Not loiter. Yes, they're putting them all over the place. They don't do anything, though, except talk. They take up like three parking spaces. They use solar panels, I guess, because they don't want to pay to plug them in or they don't have an extension cord long enough. And they just sit there and yell, from what I can tell. Maybe they would alert police if something happened. But as far as I can tell, they just talk. Now, if they shot paintballs, then I would understand why they have them. Right. I'd be like, oh, I get it. They put this thing here to shoot paintballs at loiterers. That's a good idea. Or to shoot paintballs at someone who's stealing chips. That's a good idea. But to just warn people, warning.
Do the paintballs kill someone?
No.
Okay.
I've been shot in the ear, the face with the paintball. It hurts, but it's not going to kill you. No. And these are little paintballs this thing's shooting. Now, my thing is, like I said, this is a Slovenian startup company. As this technology improves, maybe we use different things. Maybe we try the net. Maybe we try the taser. I'm worried about the legal liability, and I'm sure
right.
my homeowner insurance would be too. Paintballs, I think you're allowed. Look, you're on my property. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Little BBs?
That's what I'm wondering. Could I shoot them with a pellet? Again, legal liability. I think paintball probably thought about all these things, and they thought, paintball's the best thing. And the fact that it talks to them and warns them and then shoots the paintball, I like it, man. I like it. Now,
unless the person was really wanting to get into your house, I mean, you could shoot them with something even less,
Like
grapes,
what?
A pain in the ass.
Tomatoes.
Like, God
right.
damn it, just getting hit with tomatoes.
Well, yeah, I thought, they put ink packs, dye packs.
Yeah, right.
Why not just spray purple ink on them?
Yeah.
Right? And then we know, hey, this person's a thief. I mean, either that or my camera messed up. But I think this is a good idea. So it's, I think it's called Paint Cam. And I would like for us to invest in it.
I would like to just get one. Can we get one?
Well, they got to start making them because they need to get all their money, That's why they have the Kickstarter. Look how cool it looks. It's very sleek, very futuristic looking. And you would never think that thing shoots paintballs, right?
No, I like
it. But here, I'll show you. I got a picture of it with the paintballs coming out. See? Shoots the paintballs right out of it. Isn't that cool? Oh, I opened the wrong tab. But yeah, it shoots paintballs, Lazo. We should get one.
Too bad it doesn't shoot Ozempic.
We could make it shoot Ozempic. If you would send me the goddamn link so that I could get Ozempic already.
All right.
Keep telling me I can get it online, but I can't.
Yes, everywhere.
Yeah. I got to go to some Scandinavian website and lie about my identity.
You're going to be fine.
That's all I have to do.
Are we done? Can we be done?
That's it. We're done.
All right. Good show. Ooh, Caitlin Clark. We talked about her again.
Ozempic babies.
Ozempic babies.
Ozempic babies.
Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.